अमृत वेले के महत्व को समझकर उसे यथार्थ रीति यूज करने वाले सद्दा शक्ति संपन्न भव। हरिलाल कभी नहीं आता है, यहाँ सामने रहता है ना, कोई दूर तो नहीं चला गया है ना, कहाँ दूर चला गया है क्या, यहाँ नहीं रहता है ना। मैंने जानबूझ के कहती हूँ फायदा उठाओ समीप रहने का, हम भाई बास रहते हुए। स्वयं को शक्ति संपन्न बनाने के लिए रोज अमृत वेले तन नके और मन नके सैर करो, तन नके और मन नके सैर करो। जैसे अमृत वेले समय का भी संयोग है, अमृत वेले समय का भी संयोग है, बुद्धि के सत्व प्रधान स्टेज का भी संयोग है, बुद्धि भी उसका ही सत्व प्रधान स्टेज का भी संयोग, समय का भी ऐसा है, बुद्धि के भी सत्व प्रधान स्टेज का संयोग है। तो ऐसे वरदानी समय पर मन की स्थिति भी सबसे पावरफुल स्टेज की चाहिए। पावरफुल स्टेज अर्थात, पावरफुल स्टेज अर्थात बाप सम्मान बीज रूप स्थिति। साधारण स्थिति में तो कर्म करते भी रह सकते हो, साधारण स्थिति में तो कर्म करते भी रह सकते हो, लेकिन वरदान के समय को यथार्थ रीति यूज करो तो कमजोरी समाप्त हो जाएंगे। वरदान के समय, ये समय ऐसा है के समय को यूज करो तो वरदान यथा यूज कर कमजोरी समाप्त हो जाएंगे। स्लोगन, अपने शक्तियों के खजाने से शक्तिहीन, सुनो नाम नहीं लेती हूं, अपने शक्तियों के खजाने से शक्तिहीन परवस आत्मा को शक्तिशाली बनाओ। कितनी अच्छी सेवा है, कांदोला समझो ना। अपने शक्ति जो बाबा ने खतराना दिया है, कोई शक्तिहीन है परवस आत्मा है उसको शक्तिशाली बनाओ। कौन ये सेवा करता है, हाथ उठाओ, कौन करता है सारे दिन में ये सेवा, अरे इतने अच्छे पाठ बाबा पढ़ाता है पास अंदर में आने के लिए। ये राजेश जैसा ना हो जावे तो मेरा थोड़ा जीना सफल हो जाए, और ये सामने यहाँ मुंह छिपाता है
राजेश भाई,
मुंह यहाँ यहाँ मैं मुंह देखूं दे रहा, ये सब बालक क्या करते हैं क्या।
दादी आपने
अरे इनके तरफ से तुम नहीं सुनाओ, तुम नहीं हाथ नहीं उठाए तो ये कैसे उठाएंगे। बुद्धू इतने नहीं है, इतने बुद्धू नहीं है।
अच्छा दादी फोन आया है, बाद फिर होगा,
अभी तक शुरू नहीं हुआ है वहां का। ठीक है, ये मेरा भाई कल पर सुना
आज प्रभाबेन के पास योग भट्टी है 10 से 12।
यहाँ यहाँ बोली भाई के बाजू में बैठाओ। भाई को रंग लगाओ।
आज प्रभा बेन के पास दिन में 10 से 12 बजे तक योग भट्टी है।
दो दिन मिस किया, भाई नीचे क्लास पूरा नहीं आया, जल्दी बुलाओ सबको। ना कुछ कहना, चिटचैट करना, सारे दिन में तो सबको ओम शांति करने की फुर्सत नहीं है, बिजी होते हैं।
ने को फोन करीने अच्छा आस्कर Well, I'll just say now, just Subin, we'll have to check this out with Jayantiben. The message Jasubin is giving us that the transmission has started, has begun. And Shiluben is on the stage and she's comparing the whole thing, all the seniors, everybody seated in the hall in Gyan Sarovar. And cultural program has started and they will be inviting all the seniors to come up and the president will reach our time 8:30. Is that right? So for 1 hour, the whole program will be continuing from now till 1 hour. So what would you like to do? Would you like to watch the transmission or would you like to have Dadi's class? Because the president will arrive at 8:30 our time. So just before 8:30 or maybe until 8 o'clock, we can have class from Dadi. Is that right? Yeah? Okay.
Shanti.
Margaret ko ya Rashi jaye ko yahan jagah to मार्केट यहाँ अंदर जाए अच्छा एक दो को जगह है तो अच्छा
ओम शांति गुड मॉर्निंग So you will have heard in Murli class that the President of India is
Baba
in Madhuban. Baba tells us everything clearly. That's why we like Baba. He explains everything clearly. And then he tells us the essence. And then, as we understand the essence, we can see to what extent the intellect is catching everything. When something is clear in my intellect, then it's easy for me to move forward. For instance, if you were to go anywhere and you have a map and you know the directions, and you know how long it would take to get there, then there is a limitation of time also, and how to go from here to there to this way. But the map is in your hands. So the other day, Daddy went to Shailan Bhai's place in Rugby, and they said to Daddy, leave exactly at 3 p.m., and you must be there by 5 p.m. And they left at 3:10 and they were there 5 minutes before. And he did insist that he should be there exactly for 5 p.m. So the driver was good and that he sat very carefully. Not thinking, what should I do? How should I do it? Should I do this? All I have to do is reach on time and be accurate. For one who has this in their mind, and there's no other intention or desire, then Baba likes that. Everybody else will like that too. So the things that God likes are the things that I need to do accurately.
Baba ne bhojan kaise khana hai, kya khana hai.
And Baba tells us what we have to eat, how we have to eat.
Baba ke banne ne Baba ne khana kya khana hai aur sikhaya hai.
Baba has taught us what to eat. He teaches us about our waking and he awakens us. The other day, Daddy had told us something about telephoning someone and they didn't want to. Something about not being able to wake up, and then he said, "It's okay, you just be quiet, Baba will wake you up." And yes, from that day onwards, it's as if their bed shakes and it's Baba waking them up. And you know, it doesn't matter how comfortable you may be in bed, but the bed, the pillow will start shaking at the time of waking up. Why? Because Baba's helping you. All you have to do is be accurate according to the time. Daddy asked the Hindi class just now, who has received a scholarship? So, it's those who are clever in the study who will receive a scholarship. And it's because you pass a degree that you become worthy. And Baba feels great that we are learning in his university, and that having studied, you're claiming the scholarship of becoming the rulers of the world. He's seeing this, that you are making that effort. So we know that our diet is that of pure food and nothing else. Baba has taught us to eat pure food. Let your thoughts be pure and elevated. And we say, yes, Baba. And how will we have elevated thoughts? They will be according to Baba's teachings. And he teaches us to make our thoughts pure and elevated. Bit of excitement in this room today with the transmission. Baba says, today you are Brahmins, then you are becoming deities, but before that you become angels, not just angels, but double light angels, not just light angels, but double light angels. You understand, don't you? If you want to be light, how do you become light? So you heard the 10 steps, and Baba said that this body is not mine, these relations are not mine. No. If the body is not mine, then the relations are not mine. When we say Baba, who are we referring to? Who is it that is saying Baba? It is the soul that is saying, the Supreme Soul is my Baba. It's the soul that's saying this. Baba, this is the world of sin. And the children know this. And Ravan has made you this. And let me help you. And that way you will become charitable souls. We were so distressed in this world of sin, but Baba has taught us how to become free of stress and free of being distressed and become charitable souls and never to have anything of any mistakes or wrongdoings of others in your subconscious even. But what happens is it is so deeply impressed within our intellect, within the mind. And so when someone who has done something wrong or you see their weakness and they come in front of you, immediately you remember their weakness. Even if somebody's died, left the body, gone, still you will remember the strong things about them, like they had given you sorrow, they'd given you so much sorrow, and that your children received sorrow from them. Say they may have left the body, but at least you can be happy with your own actions, your own karma. The children still remember that their father gave them sorrow. So all of these things that you keep in your subconscious mind, how can there be rest and comfort? How can there be peace? So realize this is the world of sin, and we have to make our own internal new world, a world of charity. So just understand that the external world, you know that each one has an internal world. So whatever is happening in the external world is also in your internal world. That study, whatever you've read in the newspapers, whatever is the news, whatever you've seen on TV, each one has that internal world. You may be sitting here, but things of the external world go inside. What do you think, Ali? All the things of the news of the world are inside. How to steal, the things you how to hit out, how to kill, all of those things that go on in the world outside, they are within people as well. But for us, our internal world is this study. And with this study, love for God, we have no connection with the outside world. Baba says, create your internal world, where there is just happiness, peace, wealth, so that even at the present moment you feel there's nothing lacking. When you have wealth, you have virtue. In fact, virtue is wealth. And so no defect can remain. And when someone sees you, they will feel that this one is first class. And for those who have no degrees, Baba is making them into 16 celestial degrees complete. So, if somebody gets angry and then they apologize, just it's not enough, because all that they had earned is destroyed through becoming angry. And so, Baba explained at one time that if you get angry and those who see your anger, they will not forget it for at least 6 months. People will not be able to forget that. The one you, with whom you got angry will not be able to forget that for 6 months at least. And they may explain, but I did the right thing, I said the right thing. But to try and prove that, you're still ruining the atmosphere. And this is ego. Ego is what makes you want to prove that you are right. It's anger within, actually. And ego is such that it doesn't even allow you to realize that it is your own internal anger. But so, with humility, sweetness, just accept, and others will also accept what you say. Everyone will accept. And some used to ask, Dadi, who has created these laws and disciplines that you follow? And Dadi said, it's the godly government. And these are strong systems that we have created. And if someone is not able to follow, then Baba doesn't have to say, you should leave here. They go themselves. They're not able to stay. Yesterday, Dadi shared many stories. And it's not that people were told to leave. They left by themselves because they weren't able to follow the systems, the code that of conduct that Baba's created. And so those who follow these systems say, I've experienced a lot of benefit. Why? Because there's regularity and punctuality in study, and then your marks accumulate. To be regular and punctual means that your marks automatically are accumulated. Our university is not an ordinary university. It's not that somebody sits here and writes your present mark or absent mark or late, but Baba is the one who keeps that register. In school, if someone has a good character, then their name is glorified. The name of the school is also glorified. that in this school they teach you to have an elevated character. The things that Dadi tells us about of her own study, it's not that she studied them in the Laukik world, but where Dadi lived, all the girls went to the same school virtually. And there are laws, rules within a school, and the law here is to be one who has love for solitude, one who goes into solitude, one who lives within solitude, not to have ego of any kind. In the beginning, we felt a great deal of wonder about one thing. Those who came from very wealthy households, these sisters never felt that they wanted good quality things. People from good households, and those who came from ordinary households, they would say, may think that they were taken care of more. The wealthy ones were taken care of more. But Dadi saw that actually even those from ordinary homes, they had the ego of being the lower class. They had ego of that too. And so it was funny that that ego did not break. Some who surrendered everything, they didn't say what they had given in the yajna. They never made show of any kind. They never would have said, I've been brought up like this, I've used to eat this type of food, this is the things that I'm used to. Never, because they'd surrendered everything. And some who'd come with little, and still they would talk about what they gave up. And so the sanskars of having come from poverty or having come from a household that had little, there shouldn't be ego of any kind, not even that. So Baba, you see, frees us from all these bitter bondages. So this realization and our feeling of wanting to be soul conscious means that we want to let go of habits of being feeling insulted and thinking that according to my position I should be treated in this way, and I don't think this is right, that I'm not being treated in this way. We have to let go of all of these things. And in fact, we receive marks when we change in this way. It's not that our examination is one of writing a paper. And it's not that we have an examination after 6 months or 12 months, but we have an exam every day, morning, afternoon, evening. And through your face, we can see whether the soul is passing or not. Sometimes the face is so screwed up, lines on the forehead, and you can tell straight away what the stage is, and the face goes red, and you start trying to prove yourself, and that's a sign of failing. Whatever Baba is teaching, that I am a soul, I belong to Baba, my original nature is peace, this part in the drama is ending, it's now time to go home, I myself have surrendered, but what's the practical proof of that? Baba, nothing is mine, but actually, really, not that I have to say it, but I know that nothing is mine. Not that I say to Baba out of complaint that nothing is mine, but really nothing is mine, and I'm dancing with the treasures that I've received from you. And I had told all of you that Baba had tested us on this and made us realize that even this body is not ours. And of course the food and diet became pure, that was very good. But then the other thing, whatever we received, there was just good health in that. And Baba made a program for us 17 days only to eat millet chapatis and buttermilk and a little bit of mung dal. And for 17 days we wouldn't receive anything else. And those who thought that they might become sick eating just this, they were given a separate bungalow to stay. And Daddy was a nurse at that time. And Daddy was told that if anybody feels they're not going to keep good health through eating this, they can be sent there and they can receive whatever kind of food they need. And so, and then they themselves can cook whatever they want to. But here, Baba will just provide the simple food. And so some very good ones thought, were afraid that they might get sick. And so they went to the other bungalow. So according to whatever their health needed. And those who were genuinely unwell, they stayed. They stayed to eat that simple food and they became well forever. Some questioned, how can we drink this buttermilk because that would make them unwell? Well, they went to the other bungalow. And then Sarla Didi of Ahmedabad was with Daddy. Baba sent her. And in fact, Sister Nimu, that is Sarla Didi's other Lokik sister, came to leave Sarla Didi with Daddy. And in fact, those who are Gujaratis, they have the habit of drinking buttermilk. And Nimu Ben said to Daddy, make sure that she has lassi, this buttermilk, every day because it's very good for her and she needs this, she likes it. And so when Sir Daddy offered to make this for Sir Landidi, she said, no, there's no need, I don't have to have this. And Daddy said, no, no, I'm making it for myself and you can join me in this. And so in this way, Daddy made sure that she had buttermilk. So to be such that you adjust with others and be able to mix with one another. And in fact, marks are accumulated in giving happiness to others. It's not that you give happiness to others and cause sorrow, distress to yourself. No, there has to be understanding in this. Say, for instance, if I'm doing something to give happiness to others, it's not that I'm going to feel sorrow or lose out in any way. There was a time when Baba used to receive a lot of telegrams about this one's coming to see Baba, this one's arriving. So Baba said, Didi said to Baba, Baba, all these people are wanting to come. And Baba said, okay, now make a garland of all of these telegrams and put it around Didi. And Baba said, there's no need to get heavy about anything. They can just sleep under Baba's bed. And so everyone was so happy that they were welcomed. They were welcome. And the small history hall and the corridor around the history hall, and Baba said, if there are those who are patients, they can even sleep outside on the corridors around the history hall. So in the yagya, there were always these beds which are like 3 feet in size. And so this is what we did. As there were so many, they slept in those corridors, and there wasn't anywhere else to accommodate them except this tennis ground and tennis courts. And Baba said, "What does it matter, child, if they sleep here in the corridors?" And it was such a lovely scene, because there just wasn't the accommodation at that time. And Baba said, "I will make tea, prepare tea, and give tea to everyone." Actually, Baba didn't say, "I'll make tea." "I will give tea to all the children to drink." And so Baba would say, "Come, my child, come, my child." And he gave tea to each one. Baba served tea himself to each one. And so you don't have to have facilities to give happiness to others. You just need to have that spiritual endeavor. You have to have a generous heart. At that time, Baba prepared, had hot food prepared for the children and fed them. And Janki Ben, who's sitting here, Govind Bhai's Lokik sister, she brought Govind Bhai suddenly. They were going somewhere to Maha somewhere, someplace, and they ended up coming to Madhuban, and it's because the car wasn't working properly. And at that time, Dadi was there and sat with them, and it was nearly lunchtime. So Dadi made food for them, and from that time, Govind Bhai became Baba's child. From that time, oh, okay, actually, Janki Ben's partner was called Govind Bhai also. And so they were passing quite close to the center, and they came because the car wasn't working. And so sustaining people with food is something magical, and it really brings people close to Baba. And, you know, if you say, "I don't have time right now," what's the result of that? It means all that you've worked for finishes right there. Baba used to say, "Never say that the food's run out, that there's not enough chapatis, the sabji's finished. But when you see it's running low, then quickly, quickly make something that's instant. That is, make potato sabji, make some rotis. Never say to someone that the food's run out." And so Baba really softened everyone's nature in this way. And so those who understand Baba, Baba's intentions in this way, started to follow Baba. And so, English class, don't know that he asked this question about who has received a scholarship. And so all of us have received a scholarship from Baba, because we haven't had to work hard. Baba has given us a scholarship. He has done everything for us. He's provided everything. And so it means God is happy with us. So now, Dasanti, what should we do? Okay, so Dadi will come off the stage, and those who want to sit and watch the live transmission can do so. The news, somebody's asking Dadi news, but it's nearly 8 o'clock. But basically, okay, we've got there's plenty of news. One thing is, your face should always be the same, sparkling, happy. If somebody's heart is heavy, then there isn't the power to listen. If at that time you say something to them, they'll feel the pain of that very quickly. They'll feel sorrow. But give them love and make them light. Lighten their heart. Baba used to say, in the olden days when somebody had malaria, they used to be given quinine. And that tastes bitter. And because it's so bitter, they would sugarcoat it. And so Baba used to say, "Don't you even have that much sense that if you're going to give someone something like bitter medicine, you should give it in a sweet way so that they're able to take it. So nobody wants bitter medicine, so Baba has taught us knowledge in such a way. And this, when someone sees the father, follows the father, they themselves automatically will know the right method. They won't follow Baba with their own nature. They may be reading the Murali to themselves, to others, doing everything else. But if they haven't let go of their own nature, then they're not able to follow Baba completely. Okay, so this transmission, which has been on, oh, since I got here in this translation room, 7:15. And so far there have been dances by little girls and groups of little girls and this type of entertainment on Gyan Sarovar's main stage, the Harmony Hall.